Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. It is Tangeray Thursday all up in here, and it's Tango Thursday, honey. Listen, we're having Tango and Tangeray. I know y'all know Tangeray is a drink, but I'm going to tell y'all all about Tango, okay? Have you ever used Tango? Well, if you haven't, I'm going to tell you about it all today. Okay, so listen, Tango is a video app. You should know that. Now, listen, hold on to that thought. Let me tell you, I am broadcasting live in the Windy City. Honey, it is raining today. It is raining, but at least it's not cloudy. It's raining, but it's not cloudy. So, listen. It is Thursday, honey. We're going to get on down with it. I got some super bad music on today. It is what? Independent artist Gus, baby. G-U-S, Gus, and independent artist Bikini Cactus. It is February 9th, 2023. It is 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They're based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gubbarum, Gubbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gubbarum.com. Listen, we got two flavors of Gubbarum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and founder of Gubbarum is Steve. Shaka-laka, shaka-laka, bo-bo, yeah. Listen, let me tell you something. Steve Gum is the hardest working retirement I ever did see. Let me tell you, honey, he's got it going on. He is pushing Gubbarum all down in Boston, all down in Florida, and pretty soon all around in Illinois. Yes, indeed. Let me tell you something. I got some super bad music. Independent artist Gus and independent artist Bikini Cactus. You heard me, Bikini Cactus. Let me tell you, it's going on today. Before I get into the music, I want you guys to do me a favor. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, what we going to do today up in here? Jump. Oh. Jump. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Oh. Jump. Come on. Come on. Y'all better jump on it. It's hot up in here. Too hot to handle. Listen, y'all. It is so hot up in here. You know, when you have a grill and you put a little drop of water on it and it's just sizzling all over the place. Well, it is just that hot all up in here. You know why? Because independent artist Gus is on the scene. He got some super bad music. You know, it is all superstar status on here. Did you know that? Listen, let me tell you. Independent artist Gus is an emerging alternative artist, singer, and songwriter living in the middle of the woods in Minnesota. Y'all heard me right. He's living in the woods, y'all, in Minnesota. Yes, he is. Through his emotion-filled vocal performances, Gus radiates raw emotion through ear-gracing instrumental. Now listen, y'all, check this out. Inspired by his life experiences and an array of emotions, Gus strives to push the envelope with his sound and bridge various elements from different genres to make a well-rounded, dynamic style. The globalized artist seeks to connect intimately through his lyricism with listeners through the world. Gus, G-U-S, will have listeners engaged in the musical world he creates with his lyrical realness and distinctive style. Gus is an artist to keep an eye on and ear out for. He is set to take the scene by storm. Yes, he is. Listen, let me tell you, the name of the song is Be Yourself. Y'all, listen. Why y'all just don't be yourself? Listen, see, he got something to tell us. Be yourself, honey. You can't be your, you know, somebody else. Listen, now how would it look if you was walking down the street? You and somebody was walking down the street. Now you're walking down the street and somebody else is walking next to you. And then all of a sudden you had a shift change. You know those sci-fi movies where you have those shift shifters and you just kind of shaped into somebody else. Wouldn't that look kind of funny? If you remained what you are and then you just kind of shaped into somebody else, that would be pretty weird. But listen, you could shape shift into somebody else, but guess what? You don't get to use their talents. You don't get to do that. You still have your own talents and your own abilities. You might try to copy being somebody else. See, the point is just the way it is. You might try to copy what somebody else is doing. Guess what? It ain't going to come out the same. It's just like, listen, y'all ever heard of Mama Biscuits? Mama Biscuits got some pretty darn good biscuits. See, people always talk about me because I do all kind of different things. One time, and I'm going to play the song Be Yourself, and this is about being yourself. One time, Mama Biscuits, she's on Instagram and all over the place, and her biscuits are in Walmart and all different stores. And I said, oh, well, I got to try Mama Biscuits, you know, because I keep hearing how great these biscuits are. Well, let me tell you something. I said, Mama makes some vegan biscuits. She makes vegan biscuits. So listen, I ordered me some Mama Biscuits. Now, I got a story. It's the reason why I'm telling you the story. Stay with the story. I ordered these biscuits. I think I paid about $50 for some biscuits, but that's okay. That's okay. I paid the $50. She shipped those biscuits from where she was in PA. I think it was PA. She shipped those biscuits from PA to Illinois. And with special instructions on how to get these biscuits, they're frozen. And she had a special technique that she used. I said, okay, I'm going to do this. Put those biscuits in the oven the next day. And let me tell you something. It was delicious, 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 delicious. It was really delicious. I said, wow, it was worth every penny. Now, let me tell you something. What if I called myself Mama Biscuits and somebody ordered some biscuits from me and I tried to do what Mama Biscuits do? Well, honey, if they ordered some biscuits from me and they paid me $50 to ship some Mama Biscuits, I make the biscuits up, I ship the biscuits to whoever ordered them. Let me tell you, you know what would happen? They would take those biscuits out of the package, and they'd have a hot mess. And guess what? I'd have a hot mess on my hands because what I made is certainly not going to come out like Mama Biscuits. So the point of this, be yourself, honey. You got to be yourself. You can't go around doing what everybody else is doing and think it's going to come out the same. Well, guess what, baby? It ain't going to come out the same because you're not that person. Listen, you got to learn how to use your gifts and what God gave you. God gave everybody a gift and a talent, and you got to use it, honey. Listen, listen, listen. Let me get to the song. It's called Be Yourself by independent artist Gus. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, baby. Be yourself.
Is it an illusion of a better place? Could be a place you never thought you'd hate. I know if it's true what I sure that you remember me. It's gonna be alright, you know. Every time it's time to go, going to search for all hope, getting better and stronger. Gonna be yourself. You're gonna be
going on. Silky voice, strong vocals. You know what? The tune is just hot. The beat is wonderful. That is independent artist Gus. I'm telling you, be yourself, y'all. You know what? Just be yourself. Listen, you know, it's like ladies, be yourself. Men too, gentlemen, be yourself. Listen, I got another story, because now when you come singing about be yourself, you know, it's just like brings up a lot of memories. It's just like some, what if you had a man? Now listen, this is about being yourself. What if you had a man that says he loves to go camping and fishing, but he really doesn't? But he sang it to impress this lady that he's on a date on. Now listen, to his surprise, the lady that he's on a date on loves to go camping, and she loves to go fishing. And now he's putting on a facade saying that he loves to do those things, but he really doesn't. And so she makes the suggestion, well, honey, well, let's do a camping trip. Let's do a camping trip. Let's have a date where we do a camping trip for 2 days. And so she sets up this camping trip, and, of course, they're all out in the woods. She's got her backpack. She's got her tent and everything. And they get out in the middle of the woods, and he don't know nothing about camping because he really don't like camping. He told her, well, I just love camping. And so they're trying to set up the tent. He don't know a Sam Hill Dilly about putting up a tent. She's wondering, well, what's wrong with this man? He can't even take the tent out of his backpack and put it together and set it up. Now, he's looking pretty foolish because now he's told her that he loves to go camping, and the bugs are flying around. You got things that's creeping in the woods, and he's having a panic attack in the middle of the woods. He's got to take out his Xanax and take his pills. And she's probably going, and she's going like, this man is like, oh, my God. So now she's on a date, on a camping trip, and she cannot wait to get out of there because he has put on a facade and a fake story because he did not be himself. He didn't be himself. If he would have been himself, he wouldn't have been in the middle of that mess. And now she's got to have this horrible camping experience, right? She's got to have a horrible camping experience because what? He told her this big old fib. Now they're on this camping trip. He don't know how to set up the tent. He don't know how to get dinner. And she's got to do all the fishing and the cooking and everything. And he's just sitting in the tent having a panic attack, taking Xanax after Xanax, trying to calm down. So listen, that is like a date from you know where, okay? So listen, I got some more music that's coming up. It is independent artist Bikini Cactus. I'm telling you, she is hot. She has a total hang us together. She is really, really the bomb. She is blowing up. Listen, Bikini Cactus, I want to say congratulations because she successfully landed on so many different playlists. Oh, my God. She's got it going on. Listen, this song is called Out. O-U-T, Out.
Thank you. want you, baby. If you ever judge me, I'm not gonna ever be the same.
Right, that is independent artist Bikini Cactus and Out. I'm telling you, she has it going on. That sound is phenomenal. Listen, she is the queen of pop. You hear me all up in here. Congratulations once again. She landed on so many different playlists. I'm telling you, she's got it going on. Successfully got on a lot of different Spotify playlists. And listen, this is her first one. This, you know, this is a debut for her, and she is like cooking and saucing it all up all over the place. Bikini Cactus. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.